new IGP, Mr. David Asantia Pietu, seems to be sticking to the vision of the Ghana Police Service, is to make the Ghana Police Service a world-class police institution. And that is what is driving all his activities and his programs ever since he assumed the reins of the IGP. He has indicated his commitment to holding officers who are in supervisory position accountable. If any police officer misconducts him or herself, he is going to hold their supervisors, that is the senior officers, the district commanders, the divisional commanders, the regional commanders, accountable. And so police officers are to follow the tenets of the service and be more professional.
I am aware that soon after he took over office, there were some flash outs when some officers under training were sacked for using fake or fraudulent certificates. Is that part of the standards he wants to maintain?
Let me say somehow yes. I say somehow because the flashing out of the undesirable characters who had found themselves in the training schools is not something he instituted. It was instituted by the previous administration, which he was part. That's why I say somehow, yes. He was part of the administration headed by Dr. John Kudalo, which instituted that measure to ensure that only those who are qualified have the opportunity of joining the service.
I know you have a department that is called PIP that ensures the professional standards of the policeman. From the top to down, we're looking at how investigations are conducted, how arrests must be made promptly, and how prosecution must be undertaken. Should any police officer fail in these clarion duties, would the IGP crack the whip?
That is so. And another aspect of his strategy is to empower the accountability unit of the service, and that is the PIPs, to empower them, to resource them, so that they will be able to undertake their task effectively, and for that matter, enable the police service to achieve its vision of becoming a professional police institution